يعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our trust in Allah and we seek assistance from Allah. And we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guide, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I bear witness that Muhammad, he is the prophet and the last of all messengers. You must know that the best speech is Kalamullah, the book of Allah. The best tradition is the sunnah of the prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation in addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation. And every innovation is misguidance. And every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. I have inshallah a short khutbah today to remind myself primarily and the brothers and the sisters of Islam that not to be indulgent too much in the dunya. Ya Abdullah, irja ila alladhi khalaqaka wa sawwaraka fa'adalak fa innaka la ta'lamu ma ismuka ghadan ahayyun am mayyit. افعل الخيرات قبل فوات الأوان فالموت مدركك أبيت أم أحببت. تذكر دائما خطاياك التي وصلت عنان السماء ونسيتها ولكن الله أحصاها ولم ينساها. عشت حياتك هنيئا وعلمت أنك ستسأل عن كل نعمة ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. أعد لربك جوابه. ماذا فعلت بدنياك؟ ماذا فعلت بنفسك التي هي أمانة عندك؟ إن الله سائلك عن صلاتك، هل أديتها أم كنت عنها من الغافلين؟ هل أتيت إلى الجمعة ملبيا نداء المنادي حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح؟ أعد لربك جوابا. ماذا فعلت بمالك؟ هل زكيت عنه؟ هل تصدقت منه؟ هل أعنت به المسكين والمحتاج أم أنك عاديت به الناس؟ هل استجبت لنداء ربك وهو يقول لك أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا؟ يا من أغناك الله من فضله، كيف يطيب لك نوم وأخوك في الإسلام جائع أو أنه سيرمى في الشارع؟ فإن هذا المال الذي جمعته من حلال أو حرام أنت زائل عنه أو هو زائل عنك. كل يوم يمر وعمرك ناقص، فإما قرب لجنة أم قرب لنار. نسأل الله السلامة. ازرع دنياك بفعل الخير، لا تعادي أحدا من أجل عرض من عرض الدنيا. لا تسرف في نقد الآخرين ونفسك بين جنبيك تعاني من شطحاتها وزلاتها. ابدأ بنفسك وانهيها عن غيها. وفي هذا يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: امسك عليك لسانك وابكي على خطيئتك. فإن خير معروف تفعله هو لنفسك، وما تقدم لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا. اكتفي بنفسك والكشف عن عيوبك، ولا تشغلك عيوبهم عن عيوبك، لأنك ستأتي الله وحدك كما قال الله عز وجل: لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. حاسب نفسك عن كل صغيرة وكبيرة، فإنك ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. ما تلفظ من قول إلا لديك رقيب عتيد. حاسب نفسك قبل أن تحاسب. ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. O slave of Allah, who created you? You don't know what it is your name tomorrow, alive or dead. Do good, O slave of Allah, before it is too late. Indeed, death will come to you whether you hate it or you like it. Remember always your sins, which you reached the peak of heavens and you forgot about them, you forgot about your sins, but Allah counted them and did not forget them. You lived your life comfortably and you knew that you will be asked on every favor and blessing. Then on that day you shall be asked about the light you had in this world. Prepare for your Lord and answer, what did you do with your life? What did you do with your life, Yasin? What did you do with your soul? That it is a trust that Allah gave it to you. Allah will ask you about your salah. Did you perform your salah? Or you are among the heedless ones? Did you come to Jumu'ah? Did you answer the call of the caller to Jumu'ah? Prepare to your Lord an answer. What did you do with your wealth? Did you give zakat on your wealth? Did you give voluntarily sadaqah, charity from that wealth? Did you help with that wealth the poor and the needy? Or you use your wealth to be the enemy of others? Did you answer the call of your Lord when he said establish salah and establish zakah and give Allah's loan, good loan? O the one that your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you rich from his bounty, how shall the sleep will come to you while your brother in Islam, he is hungry and he will be kicked out from his house, will be in the street, how shall the sleep will come to you? Indeed, that this wealth that you did gather from halal or haram, from lawful means or unlawful means, that you will leave it, or it will leave you. Indeed, every day passes and your age will be diminished. Either you are getting close to the Jannah or you are getting close to hellfire. We ask Allah protection. Seed your life with good deeds. Do not take others as enemy because something is worldly. Do not exaggerate in criticizing the others, and your soul is between you, between your two sides, and you are suffering from its flaws. Start with yourself and stop yourself from the falsehood. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold your tongue and cry on your sin. Indeed, any good that you will do, it will be good to yourself. As Allah said, and whatever good you give, it is to you, and you will find it better in the Allah in the hereafter. Let not the sins or the shortcomings of others will make you away from correcting yourself and be busy with yourself. Because you're going to come to Allah by yourself. Allah already count each one of you, and in the day of judgment will come by yourself. Judge yourself and everything that you do, little or big. Wherever you enter, you have two angels on the right and the left. Judge yourself before you will be judged, and before the kitab, the book will be laid down, and you will see the criminals. They will be in such a pity. They will be in such a pity that they say, why this book cannot leave a little or big, except that it counts it. لا تضمر الشر والسوء والحقد والبغض وتخالط الناس بوجه طليق فإنك قد نافقت إذن. أحب الخير للناس كما تحبه لنفسك وعاملهم معاملة حسنة ولا تبخس ما فعلوه من خير وبارك لهم فيه وادعوا الله لهم أن يزدهم فإن هذه من تمام الإيمان وكوامله. أعف عن من ظلمك وكله صديقا فكم من عدو بالأمس انقلب فأصبح صديق اليوم. وتذكر يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبردت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. لماذا تريد أن تكون عدوا لهذا وذات؟ لماذا تهلك نفسك في نقد الآخرين؟ لماذا تضيع وقتك في تتبع عثراتهم؟ أليس الأولى أن تصلح نفسك؟ أليس الأولى أن تكون عبدا صالحا طائعا لله عاملا بأوامره؟ لماذا تجعل الناس شغلك الشاغل عما ينفعك من صلاة أو نسك أو صيام أو صدقة أو إصلاح بين الناس أو قراءة القرآن؟ ألهذا خلقت يا عبد الله؟ يا من قضيت وقتك في غير طاعة الله قضيتها في المرح واللهو، يا من تهكت حرمات الله بقول أو فعل، يا من طعنت الناس في أعراضهم، يا من خاصمت وفجرت، يا من توليت ولاية ولم تؤدي حقها ولا حق أصحابها، تذكر الموت، تذكر هازم اللذات، تذكر الذي يمنعك من الطغيان والظلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't hide the evil and the envy and the hatred, and you associate with people with good, with cheerful face, because this is hypocrisy. Love the people as what you love for yourself, and treat them the best treatment, and do not put down what they do of good, and bless what they do, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to augment and increase what they did. Indeed, this is completion of your iman. Forgive the one who transgresses against you and be his friend. How many enemies today, they will become friend tomorrow. And in that day, the man will remember what he brought forward. And the hellfire will be brought forward to the one who sees. The one who transgresses and prefers the worldly life, indeed his dwelling forever is the hellfire. And the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will deny his soul what it loves, then his dwelling will be the Jannah. Why you want to be the enemy of the other? Why you want to enemy to this one and to the other? Why you are destroying yourself in criticizing the others? Why you are wasting your time that looking for the other people's shortcomings? It is not the priority being given. Should be given that you mend yourself first. That the priority should be that you will be a righteous man, that you will be obedient to Allah, and that you will carry out His commandments. Why you are making the people, they are only the only business that you have in your life. From why they are keeping you away from the salah, from sacrifice, from siyam, from sadaqah, from reconciliation among people, or reading the Quran and others things. Oh, the one who spend his time in other than obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who transgresses against Allah's limits. The one who transgresses against other people's reputations. The one who, when he quarrels, he will speak prophetic, in profane way. The one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a government or a leadership, but he will transgress against it, against that service. Remember the death. All the one transgresses against people, remember the death. Remember the one that destroys the lust, destroys whatever is good in this life. يَا مَنْ فَرَّقْتَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَوْ قَوْلٍ. O the one who divides Muslims by a word or by an action. Remember the death. Remember the moments of death. تَذَكَّرَ الَّذِي يُعْجِزُكَ عَنِ الْحَرَكَةِ وَالْقُوَّةِ. Remember the one that will limit your movement, and you will limit your strength. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى ربك يومئذ المساق فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى.
بلى. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأن إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, nay, when the soul reaches to the collarbone, i.e. to the throat in its exit, and it will be said, who can cure him and save him from death? And he, the dying person, will conclude that it was the time of departing death, and leg will be joined with another leg shrouded. The drive will be on that day to your Lord. So he, the disbeliever, neither believed in this Quran and the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor prayed. But on the contrary, he belied this Quran and the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and turned away. Then he walked in full pride to his family, admiring himself. Woe to you, O man disbeliever. And then again, woe to you. Again, woe to you, O man disbeliever. And then again, woe to you. Does man think that he will be left Suda, neglected, without being punished or rewarded for the obligatory duties enjoined by his Lord Allah on him? Was he not a nutfa, mixed male and female discharge of semen, poured forth? Then he became an alaka, a clot. Then Allah shaped and fashioned him in due proportion and made him in two sexes, male and female. This is the translation, my dear brother. Remember the death, my dear respected brothers. Remember the death. When it comes, it will now, no friend will come to you or your help. Will not be with you whatsoever. And عند سكرات الموت أين حركاتك يا ابن آدم أين سطوتك يا ابن آدم لقد كنت قوية بين قومك أين قوتك يا ابن آدم أين خليلك الذي كان يعينك يا ابن آدم أين مالك أين أولادك أين أطباؤك كلهم زاغوا عنك ولكن كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه فإن إلى ربك المنتهى فاليوم يصلى عليك وقد كنت بالأمس مصليا فاليوم أخذك الذي كنت تخاف وتفر وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد and the moment of death will come that you will never be able to escape. And the stupor of death, that's what they call it, the stupor of death will come in truth. This is what you have been avoiding. And the trumpet will be blown, that will be the day whereof warning had been given, i.e. the day of resurrection. And every person will come forth along with an angel to drive him and an angel to bear witness. It will be said to the sinners, indeed you were heedless of this. Now we have removed your covering, and sharp is your sight this day. This is, my dear respected brothers, today instead you performing salah, people will be performing salah on you, because it's over. It is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the ending. O slave of Allah, prepare for the death. Prepare an answer in the qabr, in the grave. What you would say to Allah, what you will say to the Munkar wa Nakir. They will ask you, who is your Lord? This is the biggest test. You will be tested. Allah will affirm you, or we will leave you alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also they will ask you about your religion, and they will ask you about your, the man that has been sent among you. فَالرَّجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِتَ فِيكُمْ بَادَرْ أَخِي بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Hasten to forgiveness of the, our Lord, and tawbah, and repentance, and going back to Allah. And I end here. قُلْ لِعِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفُرُ الذُّنُوبَ الْجَمِيعَ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say to my slave, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my slave, that they already have excess, they are exceedingly transgress against their souls. Do not despair from Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah will forgive all sins. Indeed, He is the of forgiver, merciful. Welcome, sir. Make your line straight and don't even get so atadilu torasu shuddul furaj. Make your line straight. Allahu Akbar.